The resurgence of COVID-19 has more of the country facing a choice tonight, mask up or shut down. And in Washington, it has political leaders facing critical choices of their own. White House correspondent Yamiche Alcindor begins our coverage.
At the height of the summer, the pandemic is hitting new heights. Today in Florida, cases topped 10,000 for the sixth day in a row. But despite those figures, Governor Ron DeSantis repeated calls for schools to reopen this fall.
We just got to be guided by the evidence and the data and make sure that we're putting the interests of kids first and giving parents the choices that they deserve.
Today, the Florida Education Association, the largest teachers union in the state, sued DeSantis over that decision. Meanwhile, at the White House, the continued virus surge is forcing an about-face on strategy. Today, President Trump said his COVID-19 briefings with top health experts will likely resume tomorrow.
We have had this big flare-up in Florida, Texas, a couple of other places. So I think what we're going to do is I'll get involved and we'll start doing briefings.
The president met with Republican congressional leaders to begin talks on a fifth round of coronavirus relief.
We're working and negotiating with the Democrats on trying to get a plan that helps small businesses, helps people, helps this country.
Back in May, Democrats in the House passed a bill to provide another $3 trillion. But Senate Republicans are eyeing a narrower $1 trillion package expected to be finalized tomorrow.
If you're looking for a theme here, think liability protection for those who've been trying to deal with the pandemic. We don't need an epidemic of lawsuits on the heels of the pandemic we're already struggling with.
A major sticking point in negotiations, money for testing. In an interview with Fox News that aired Sunday, President Trump said that responsibility falls on the states.
Some governors have done well, some governors have done poorly. They're supposed to have supplies. They didn't have. I supplied everybody.
He also took another shot at Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert.
He's a little bit of an alarmist. That's okay. A little bit of an alarmist.
And he said a nationwide order mandating masks would not do enough to slow the spread.
I want people to have a certain freedom. And I don't believe in that, no. And I don't agree with the statement that if everybody wear a mask, everything disappears.
Despite that, this afternoon, President Trump tweeted this photo of himself wearing a mask. He wrote, quote, "Many people say it is patriotic to wear a face mask. There is nobody more patriotic than me." Today on Fox News, Surgeon General Jerome Adams pleaded with Americans to leave politics aside and cover up.
I'm begging you, please understand that we are not trying to take away your freedoms when we say wear a face covering.
Other countries with far fewer cases than the U.S. are embracing face coverings as the new normal. And on the vaccine front, new research by scientists at Oxford University is showing early promise.
We have found that in over 1,000 people, the safety profile looks rather good and reassuring. And importantly, we are seeing good immune responses in almost everybody.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Yamiche Alcindor.